How y'all doing?
Good. How you doing? How's that knee?
It's holding up. Feeling pretty good.
No, I no reaction at all?
No, I didn't experience no swelling at all, but I experienced some soreness, and I kind of expected that. But, you know, they kind of lingered for about 2 days, but feeling pretty good today.
It's gone now? Mild soreness?
Yeah, mild soreness.
Gone?
Take it?
It's gone.
I still feel a little bit, but it's nothing that will hold me back.
Is it that much different from before the knee surgery? You know, where first Monday, Tuesday, you're not feeling 100%?
Before the knee surgery?
Yeah. Or before knee surgery, you're just out there on Monday saying, let's have at it again.
Before knee surgery, man, I didn't want to just, you said before, so I don't. Just, you know, just my first time really getting out there and really cutting with the intensity of, you know, being out there in the game. You know, so it was something different for me. And I can say it was probably the most soreness I've experienced, you know, through the process of working out and stuff like that. But, you know, I've been able to bounce back, you know, icing it, just doing the things that I need to do to stay on top of it.
You were running up the stairs through the press box there after you were done with your interview, so it didn't look like you were hurting too bad.
No, it wasn't, because it was still loose and warm, and you know, but it felt good. Actually, when I woke up Monday, it felt pretty good. But today, kind of, you know, gradually went on, got a little sore, a little tight on me, and you know, I experienced that Tuesday, and it, you know, it's kind of been going down since then. So
you had mentioned it. You mentioned a hole or two that you didn't hit as hard as you wanted to, maybe early in the game. Was that just tentativeness or not playing for a while, a little rest, or did that have to do with the knee at all?
No soreness or anything like that, just not as explosive as I would like to be right now. You know, not 100%, but I'll be there soon. So, you know, that's what contributed to that.
Coach Frazier talked before the Jacksonville game about limiting the number of touches, trying to make sure that they didn't put too much strain on you. Do you expect that the leash is off now, that you'll be able to, you know, do 20, 25 carries, or is it still going to be kind of a pitch count for you?
I don't know. We'll talk about that, you know, hopefully here, you know, soon, tomorrow or something like that. But we could see something similar, or we can see something with, you know, a little more load or a little less. I don't know. You know, whatever. You know, they call me to do.
Adrian, did you talk with Dr. Andrews? Did he call you to say, hey, nice job, or you talk with him, or he must be pretty proud of the way you played after his surgery? I just wonder if you've done that this week.
Yeah, well,
conversation?
Just text, you know, you did a good job.
With the doc?
Yeah, just that's pretty, that, you know, that's short, simple. Really want too much.
Adrian, Robert, in some ways, are you a little bit relieved in the simple fact that we've been hyping this? Are you coming back? Are you coming back now? That's gone. Now you can just kind of focus on playing that next game, which is in.
Well, it felt good to get the first game out the way. You know, like I said, I had in my mind that I was going to be able to play. You know, I think everybody else around was, you know, kind of still in suspense, you know, didn't know exactly what was going to happen. But I can say that it feels good just to get the first game under my belt. Even better to have a win. And, you know, just to go, just start this new process. You know, like I say, it was a different experience for me, for my legs and, you know, my body. My body actually held up pretty good. My body felt good, but just for my knee, just to see how it's going to feel, you know, after a game and, you know, getting hit on it and everything. So I've been handling pretty well. I haven't been down. Just been trying to do the necessary things that I need to do to help my body rejuvenate.
Did you have to do anything different, post-game routine, icing, stretching, whatever, that you maybe wouldn't have done in the past?
Not really. You know, of course I'm a stretch, and, you know, trying to get it as loose as possible, but nothing out the ordinary.
Adrian, Walsh said that when he went out for the tying kick that you hit him so hard in the helmet, you turned his helmet. Did you realize that you busted him?
I didn't realize that. I didn't, but I know I hit him kind of hard. I was like, you're going to make this kick. You're going to make this kick. You know, and I didn't doubt one second that he was going to, you know, miss it. He went out there, did a great job, and put us in a position to win.
And Robert Smith, the other day when you broke his record, said now it's time to chase Emmett. I mean, how intrigued are you by just those kind of milestones?
Man, it's intriguing, man, you know, because you set goals for yourself that you want to accomplish, and, you know, what greater accomplishment, you know, to get an all-time leading rusher in the NFL, you know. So I think that's something that, you know, guys willing to stay healthy, you know, it'll come with time.
So, Adrian, did you have any tightness in the patella or anything the next morning? Some of the stuff that you've talked about before?
Yeah, I had a little bit of tightness. I was a little sore as the day went on. Got a little, you know, a little more sore. I really wasn't moving around that much, you know, so that probably helped it out with the tightness. But like I said, I just stayed on top of it, iced it, you know, stretched it, and, you know, it's feeling pretty good today.
Do you have a target number of carries in mind for this week that you'd like to get?
No, not at all. You know, I'm just going to go out and do what I need to do, you know, do my job and be ready to execute.
One play that we saw in the film, you may or may not remember, you ran to your right and you kind of stutter-stepped and it looked like you may have slipped a little bit.
Yeah.
Put all your weight on that knee and it flexed all the way. It really was the best example I saw of more than full body weight on that knee. Do you remember that run at all?
I think
like a 3-yard run. Did you think anything of it when you did that one?
No. I caught the heel, I want to say my fullback.
Yeah.
So that kind of made me stumble a little bit. But I know, but it felt good.
You said you're about 95%. What's the remaining 5%? What needs to come back for you to get that last 5?
Just being more explosive with my strength. You know, it don't sound like much, you know, from the outside looking in, but, you know, I know, you know, my game. I know what, where I want to be. And it's going to be a huge, you know, once I get 100%, like night and day, seriously. And, you know, so I'm just keeping that in mind. I'm excited just to continue just to, you know, strengthen this leg and do what I need to do to get there and push to be 100% so I really can go out and perform the way I want to.
Can more carries strengthen the knee as far as getting that last 5%?
Can more carries?
Yeah, just as the game.
You know, I guess, you know, the more reps you get, I'm sure you're going to get stronger, you know, the more work for the leg. But, you know, outside of that, you know, in the weight room, you know, and just doing different things around the facility.
How close was that 20-yarder in overtime to going the whole way?
It was close. Yeah. It was real close. You know, got the harsh collar, but I almost split those guys. Cool.
Thanks.
All right, thank you.